Crown lawyers today laid out their case to try to block a Waitangi Tribunal summons issued to the Minister for Children, Karen Chua. The Tribunal had called on Ms Chua to provide evidence at an urgent inquiry into the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which lays out OT's obligations under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. The Crown argues it's not necessary for the Minister to appear before the Tribunal. Our Māori News editor Taiha Molyneux has been across the story and joins us now. Kia ora, Taiha. What is this all about?
Kia ora, Lisa. Essentially, what it's based around is government plans to, as you mentioned, repeal Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which legally binds Oranga Tamariki to improve outcomes for Tamariki Māori, to demonstrate their ability to adhere to treaty principles and practice, and recognise the importance of manata maiti, whakapapa and whanaunatanga. So as a result of those plans, an urgent Waitangi Tribunal inquiry is underway, and some of the evidence submitted included a draft cabinet paper and advice and guidance provided to the Minister by Oranga Tamariki. It also included a regulatory impact statement, impact assessment. And the Minister was advised quite clearly that a repeal would generate strong opposition from iwi, hapu, Māori NGOs, and there was no robust evidence demonstrating Section 7AA had actually led to children being placed or directly led to children being placed in unsafe situations. It didn't determine or prescribe which caregivers children ended up living with, but the concerns that had been raised in regards to rationalising the need to repeal the Act were basically saying that Section 7AA was divisive and it was prioritising the ethnicity and identity of caregivers and children over their well-being and safety. And essentially that's what the whole argument based on, and the Tribunal has requested the Minister provide evidence substantiating some of the comments that were made in regards to the reason they believe a repeal is necessary.
So, Taiha, how significant is this case?
It's very significant, especially due to the fact that within the Act, it literally lays out very explicit responsibilities. There are requirements to report annually on progress. There's requirements that Oranga Tamariki prioritises building strategic relationships with iwi and hapu to improve their ability to deliver, I suppose, the kind of support and guidance to other caregivers that can help young tamariki and rangatahi Māori in their care and just sort of keep them connected to their identity in terms of that. So there was nothing prior to that that specifically, explicitly outlined what the chief executive was responsible for, but this actually did introduce that within the legislation.
So what happens next in this legal battle?
Well, arguments are ongoing. At the moment, the Crown lawyers presented their argument to the High Court today. Basically, they've said that the Tribunal has enough evidence to make a decision and that a summons or the summoning a sitting minister, they have the authority to do that. It's unorthodox and unprecedented. So from what I can gather and what I've looked at today so far, I'm not sure, but it looks like this is possibly the first time that the Tribunal has ever actually done something like this, and Crown lawyers basically gave evidence until about 3 o'clock, and now it is the Waitangi Tribunal claimants' legal representatives are giving their argument in terms of saying that what the Tribunal has done is lawful because it's simply requesting information that gives them the ability to make an informed decision on whether or not this has been this decision or the government moves in regard to Section 7AA breached the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi.
Thank you, Taiha. That's Taiha Molyneux, who's been following that case there. That is the battle as to whether the Minister for Children, Karen Chua, should go before the Waitangi Tribunal and give evidence.